Gordon Hawkins, our Alberich, our dwarf in Das Rheingold, hardly a dwarf. What are you, like 6'3"?
6'2". Used to play ball in college. I'm an athletic dwarf.
I read that you're the youngest of seven.
Right. Four older brothers, two older sisters. I grew up. There were five boys in one room, and I survived that. And I think probably I'm an opera singer today because none of them allowed me to use my own voice, so I figured as I got older, I would establish my voice at the top of my lungs. I just didn't put any borders, and I ended up singing opera.
So is it more challenging to share a bedroom with four other guys or deal with wily sopranos?
Well, no, actually, I think the sopranos were a little bit more, can be a little bit more difficult. You just have to feel it out and see where the personalities are.
One of the great themes of Das Rheingold is the corruption of your character, Alberich, the struggle between love and power and renouncing love for power. How do you approach this character?
Well, first of all, what Wagner writes for him, not just musically, but in terms of his text, extraordinarily witty and aware human being. So if you take the mystical aspect away, if you take the dwarfs and gods, all characters, when they come onto the stage, should say what they want. And Alberich is pretty honest in that. At first, he sees these beautiful women, so of course he wants them. And they let him know very exactly that he is not attractive, that he's not what they want. And then they give him some information that whets his appetite for bigger and greater things. And he decides that's what he's going to do. So he goes out and he seeks it. He takes it. He makes it. He grabs it. It's all about appetite. So what I try to do in my character's case is just to play him honestly. I don't make an editorial about his appetite. I don't make a judgment about the things that he seeks. I just try to distill it down to the clearest common denominator. He has an appetite for greatness.
I'm sensing there's maybe a bit of a soft spot for Alberich.
I don't know if I would do that on my own as I would prepare the part. I wouldn't necessarily bring it to the stage to say, I want you to feel this way about what I want to bring to the stage is someone who isn't conflicted, if that's his case, and he's not. Someone who's very clear about the things that he's going after, and then you make your own judgments. What I would hope, if I was going to bias anything, what I would hope the audience would get from my interpretation is they could see that maybe there's a little bit of Alberich in them.
Alberich is a character that you've lived with for a number of years. You've sung it all over the place. Mm-hmm. How do you approach it fresh again, either in a production that you've done a number of times or in this case in a brand new production?
The very first thing I do is listen. I want to listen to what the director's concept is, where they're going to come from. I also want to see what my colleagues bring to it. I can perform with certain singers, and there's a certain chemical reaction, and we create a vocabulary, and we go in that direction. In this instance, there's so many new aspects and so many new players that it's very easy in the first week, whatever conceptions or preconceptions you have about the piece, that everything changes. And you have to be really careful not to make any judgments in the first 3 weeks, because we all are going to be out of our comfort zone. So I'm just trying to find out the vocabulary. What is this director? How are they going about the aspect of moving about the stage? And just trying to keep my options open.
Is it more with this work than other works where you kind of have to do that and get together with your fellow artists and kind of have that powwow ahead of time?
I think so. There's so much text and information delivered in The Ring that you have to do it that way. There aren't the set aria, recit, duet. It's a free moving one act. And I have to listen as much as I say. And a lot of the other composers that I do a lot of Verdi, and I love singing Verdi. And if I spend the rest of my life singing Verdi and Wagner, you're looking at the happiest man on the planet. But there's something about the play aspect of Rheingold that is just so wonderfully unique.